Blog Talk Radio. All right.
Good evening. This is Evangelist Yolanda Henderson, and I'm coming to you tonight with lots and lots of information. Bear with me while I get everything together. I'd like to thank you all for joining me again. This is the final night for Food Cures from the Bible, Part 4 of a 4-part series. I hope you've called your friends, your family, your loved ones that are sick or shut in and have questions and information. We're going to be sharing some information tonight. We're also going to have a guest musician tonight, other than my husband, Normal Henderson Jr. He will be playing some songs for us tonight, and I would like calls in to request something that will heal your heart or that you have on your heart to listen to, and we will play some snippets of those songs for you. Depending on whichever way the Lord moves for you tonight, we'll have some music playing for you. And I'm not going to be with you long because I'm just going to talk briefly about what God has given me for the final night and let you know what it is that is in the Bible to help cure whatever ailment or illness, disease that you have in your body. Some of the information that we're going to discuss tonight is we're going to learn the herb that helps with hepatitis, anorexia, and other liver problems. We're going to talk about a fruit that's used for urinary tract infections. And we're also going to talk about bedwetting. We have people in our homes or our children that we're trying to get them to stop wetting the bed at night. And I have some techniques and some tips that I'm also using as myself. And then cures for insomnia. So we're going to get that together. We want to play a song now, a hymn that is going to touch someone's heart tonight. And we've been moving into a new direction with Holistic Society and the Gift of Life Foundation community home. And we want to kind of go into a realm of spiritual praise and worship. And we want to pray and ask God to step in and let our bodies be used as vessels and take us where we need to go in Christ so that we'll be able to learn how to usher in and get that spiritual healing that God is ultimately desiring that we have. He doesn't desire that we're sick or our bodies are hurting or in pain. He wants us to be full and enjoy and excited about life. So I'm going to go into prayer, and I would like for you all to join me in a quick prayer as we usher in the Spirit of God so that He can use us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our health. We thank you for our minds, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've given us, Lord God. And we want to say that we thank you, Father God, for all that you've done for us. We thank you for life, God. We thank you for just giving us this new day, God, that wasn't promised to us, Father God. We thank you for our children, for our families, Father God. We thank you for our opportunity, Lord, to learn of you, God. We thank you for getting the information tonight, God. Use me, Lord Jesus. Here I am, God. I say yes to your will, Father God. So through me, use me in order to be a blessing to those listeners out here tonight, God. To those who desire to learn of you, God. To learn what you have to say, Father God. It's not in our will, Lord. It's in your will, Father God. We pray and ask that your will be done, Jesus. Tonight, God, as we speak to the multitude, Father God, that whatever is said, God, whatever that we offer, Lord, that it be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, again. We thank you and we love you, Lord, and we lift up your name tonight, and we give you all the glory for whatever it is that we're saying tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us again tonight. We are live on the air with our last series of Food Cures from the Bible. We're talking about healing. We're talking about herbs. We're talking about fruit. We're talking about delivering our spirits from ailments and pain and illnesses and diseases, Father. And we want to teach tonight. We want to go in our teaching mode right now. And if there's a caller that desires to know anything, our phone lines are open for calls. And I give you that number if you're interested in calling in and you desire a song or you desire information just to know more about what's going on. The number to call in as a guest is 516-531-9837. Now, wherever you are, that number is not going to charge you to call in. There's no fees for calling in. So give us a call. If you're out there listening and you have a want to learn of a different cure or remedy for a certain type of illness, okay? All right. Well, I'm going to go straight into a particular herb that was used in the Bible. And many people probably have never heard of this herb before. But it was used for a lot of things. It is known as one of the oldest remedies, and it was used in ancient Egypt, where there was a sacred plant that carried in religious processions. Okay, it's usually dark green. Sometimes it's blue in color, and it has a strong odor and a bitter taste. It is the bitterest in all the plant kingdom and makes a drink. And it was made from a species of the wormwood known as the Artemisia absinthium. So it is now illegal in most countries. And it was first produced as a pleasant sensation and inspired the mind with great ideas. well illustrating the biblical phrase, he hath made me drunken with wormwood. So it was habitual use of it, however, brings on a stupor and gradual diminution of the intellect, ending in delirium, seizures, and sometimes death. So it was used for relieving of pain, okay? It had an alcoholic tincture to it, so use too much of it was not good for you back in the days. But now it is great for swollen arthritic joints and bad sprains and dislocated shoulder and knees and bone fractures. So this is a wonderful anesthetic. And wormwood, it can be found in a lot of Whole Foods stores. Anywhere you can buy herbs, mainly Whole Foods, I believe Sprouts may have it. If you call me and get a consultation, I can tell you exactly how to use it and what also is good for athlete's feet. So if you're having some foot problems, it does help to put that on it. Anorexia stimulates the appetite and the whole digestive system, and it is used for treating those that have anorexia nervosa and refusing to eat. So it literally restores the taste of life. So another wonderful cure that is good for the wormwood herb is good for the malfunction of the liver. So if you've had jaundice or who have a viral hepatitis or is have fever, it also reduces fever. And it's great for an antiseptic and an effective for diarrhea. And it helps to bring on late periods in ladies. And young ladies. So there's different ways to use it. I recommend calling a herbologist or consulting with a health coach or naturopathic doctor before taking wormwood. It's great with some other herbs. And, you know, I have all of that information. If you want to learn more about wormwood, wormwood is also great at detoxifying your body and your blood. So if you want to know more about the wormwood, please give me a call. It is a great, 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 great herb. All right. So that was that. And if we have any questions about wormwood or about the different healing ailments or herbs, give us a call. I gave you the number in case you don't have it. It's 516-531-9837. Again, that number is 516-531-9837. So I'll take a quick break. And we'll be right back for more information. We're waiting on you to give us a call. Thank you. right, we're back with more information from the Holistic Society and the Gift of Life Community Home. I just wanted to inform you all that this will not be the last night for our program. We will be on again next Monday night. It was just the last night for our session, part four of Food Cures from the Bible, okay? And I want to thank all of those listeners who have joined me the previous Monday nights that we've met on the phone, and I was a blessing, hopefully, to you. So I do want to inform you that we are working in many directions, and God has taken us to different places and higher heights, and we praise Him for that. But the most sincere thing that we can do is give God the glory for what He's done. And what He's done for us is gave us the organization, the Gift of Life Community Home, and we want to share that with all of our listeners, that we will be opening our doors within the next year, and we want to have you to come out and join us at our new location, and we want to ask for volunteers. If there's anyone out there that want to volunteer and work for the Gift of Life, we will have applications available, and you can get those applications online at www.thegiftoflifecommunityhome.wordpress.com. And we're going to listen to some music here for a second as the Spirit of God allows you to listen and be in spirit in worship. Thank you for listening to that. It was a song, I Give Myself Away. And my husband, Norman Henderson Jr., played that for us. And I want to thank him for being available to play us the music tonight. He's wonderful at playing the organ and the keyboard. And if you ever need to hire a musician for a church function, a banquet, a funeral, a wedding, he's always available, and we'll be interested in getting him some quick business, and he'll love to meet your needs in your services. So you can also give us a call at our number. It's 1-800-959-2093. Again, that number is 1-888-959-2093. All right. All right, so back to our Food Cures from the Bible and part four of a four-part series. And we'd like to go ahead and talk about another extraordinary food that is mentioned in the Bible. So this comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 5. And it says that we remember the cucumbers and the melons, which we did eat freely in Egypt. Okay? So they're talking about the watermelon, its seeds, and its relatives, the cucumber, and other melons that contain a wonderful chemical that increases the permeability of the capillaries, the small blood vessels, and the kidneys that allows increased amount of water to escape into the urine. Okay? So this can rid your body of swelling due to excess retained water. So watermelon is also a good source of potassium, which pulls excess water out of your system. So a lot of people are overweight, and they have a lot of water weight, okay? I don't know if you've ever heard that term. I have water weight, and it's because your body retains a lot of fluid, okay, because of the amount of salt that's present in many of the processed foods, okay? So if you eat fast food or processed food, you're automatically getting that water retention in your body, and you need to let that extract out of your body. So one doctor describes watermelon as by the far the best and most dependable natural diuretic. Some people are on water pills, okay? Well, water pills are good, but if you want to do a natural and you don't want to take any pills, I recommend eating watermelon, okay? All right, so watermelon is a good diuretic, and it says that if you wash it, if you eat it, okay, it quickly washes the poison and debris out of the breath. So there's no side effects with watermelon like there would be with many of our medications that we take today. Okay, you may not have a problem with your kidney, but you may not know somebody that does. That's why it's important that we drink water, we take care of our temple, because the Bible does say that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. So we want to make sure that we're doing enough to proudly say that we're taking care of our body. And I know a lot of us like soda and a lot of different drinks that they have out here on the market with caffeine. I'm not going to say any names, Starbucks. We have those drinks that are available to us when we have start getting these problems. Then we have to call the doctor, and then the doctor says that you take this medicine, and then you know you come back as needed for the medication, and then you never know or learn what's the root of the problem. And it could be just what you're drinking or what you're putting into your body, okay? And we're going to move on from there and finish talking back about watermelon, because I don't want to step on any toes. I don't like doing that at all, but I want to tell the truth, and I want God to be able to tell me that I said all and everything that I was supposed to say in spite of, okay? All right, so with watermelon, it's always good that it's eaten between meals or at least one hour after eating, okay? So you never take it with your meal, okay? And you eat it in small bites, and it's equivalent to sipping rather than guzzling it, and it does open the urinary system like a hydrant, okay? So you'll probably be prepared to go to the potty a couple of times after you've eaten watermelon. And I know a lot of old country folks, we used to eat watermelon every summer. And that was just a thing to do, to sit on the front porch with a big old watermelon or a half a watermelon, spit the seeds out. I remember wanting to save the seeds so I could make me a watermelon plant. And I never could get it to grow, but that's okay. Praise God, I still love watermelon. Okay? So you can also use the seeds, and in this case, the seeds are used to prepare a tea. Now, this tea, if you want to learn more about that, you can give me a call and I can tell you how to make a watermelon tea, and is used for a lot of medicinal purposes as well. It's supposed to be one of the best tasting teas around, so it's a secret in that tea, and is good for a lot of different ailments, okay? Give me a call. I can explain to you about that tea. I want you to learn about this tea. It's wonderful for you. All right, so moving on more about the watermelon. It's great for migraine headaches. So if I have any migraine sufferers, get some watermelon. Take a couple of slices of the watermelon, eat it, and place the rinds against your forehead, making sure it stretches to your temples. So it's good for poison ivy as well. So it says to glide the meat part of it or the rind of the watermelon over the rash area of your skin and let it dry naturally, and then within a day, the condition will have improved greatly, okay? Great. Now we're just going to go over to a cucumber. It's in the same family as with the watermelon, okay? They're related. So it contains the plant hormones beneficial to the prostate. So there may be some men that have prostate problems, and we're not unfamiliar to prostate. As women, we should be fully informed about what our men, sons, fathers go through, because we need to know how to help them. We would hate to see them in a position to where they're suffering in silence. So if we learn of our men and our kings, or people that men that are in our lives, or future husbands that are coming to us, ladies, we will be able to treat them in manners and ways to help them to live and be as successful as they could be in life. So I want to reiterate the cucumber for prostate health, okay? And the cucumber does contain a hormone needed for the pancreas to produce insulin, okay? So they have been recommended as an anti-nausea remedy, and it also can be used to deodorize your body. Just wash some cucumber slices over your perspired area and let it dry naturally, okay? I love that word, natural. All right, so cucumbers are said to be rich in magnesium, okay? Magnesium is a great it's great for your body. It's great vitamin that we need for our body, okay? It's said to be a natural deodorant. So the drawbacks of watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew, and cucumbers is that they contain certain proteins similar to ragweed, okay? So if you study your foods and your vegetables, then you know what ragweed is, okay? Which makes them good foods to avoid if you have hay fever due to ragweed sensitivity. So if you're allergic to ragweed and it's the season of ragweed and you have to stay in the house, or you know that this particular allergy gets your nose going, then you probably would be allergic to watermelon or cantaloupe or honeydew or cucumbers and not know it because of that ragweed similarity, okay? Cantaloupe, incidentally, is an anticoagulant. Researchers mix blood platelets with the flesh of melon in a blender, and the conclusion was that the melon contains an agent that strongly inhibits human platelet aggregation, okay? And if any of you all are nurses or doctors or nurse majors or have gone and taken anatomy and physiology such as I have, then we know that the chemicals in certain things that inhibit the platelets can be found in nature. A lot of times we're told about the pharmacology side of where to find these anticoagulants and heparin and warfarin and different drugs, but we're never really told exactly where to go in nature to get exactly what we're liking in our body. Praise God that we're able to now finally get to that point to where we can go directly to the source. It's almost like before we had to go through, in the Old Testament of the Bible, we had to go through the priest in order to get to Jesus or get to God. And now with the ripping of the veil and Jesus dying on the cross, we can go straight to the source. So I hope somebody is touched with getting to the source and want to get the information themselves. All right, so that concludes the watermelon, the cantaloupe, and the cucumber, okay? And these are the fruits that I've mentioned that are included in the Bible. If you want to reference that again, I'll give you the scriptures, and that's in Numbers chapter 11, verse 5. All right, so I will open up the lines now for any questions or any requests for song, and give you some time to call in. The number for the guests to call in is 516-531-9837. I love to hear from you. Don't be shy. Walk out on faith. Take that step. Get the information you need, and we have that information. And if we don't know, we will give it to you and help you to know, okay? So my number again here is 516-531-9837. Give us a call, and we can answer any questions that you have, okay? God bless you. Hope to hear from you. Taking a quick break to get some callers in. All right, we're back, and we're wanting to say thank you all for our listeners again. Thank you for joining us tonight and every Monday night at 7. We're having a great time and getting information that help you and whatever you're going through. We also speak about relationships, about healthy eating and nutrition, your spirituality and spiritual growth in God. We also speak to you about holistic lifestyle choices, career, education. If there is any problem that you have, we deal with the total person, not just your eating habits, not just your food. If you desire weight loss, we do have a weight loss program that we offer through Team Beachbody, and I am a certified fitness coach through Team Beachbody, and I am certified holistic health coach, okay? So if there's any problems that you may have, whether it's from eating, your joy, your spirituality, your joy level, your relationship, your career, your finances, all of the above, I am your holistic health coach, and I want to see you feeling your best. All right, we'll get another song from Mr. Henderson. As he comes, I'll get ready for the next topic of discussion, and that is coming up. And I think I get to pick a song now. My favorite song I like to hear, and it's one that sometimes I feel like you have to encourage yourself when you feel down and you don't know which way to go. And so if I can hear Encourage Yourself. Just a little bit of it. I just want to hear a couple of pieces of it. Thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just love when he plays. I swear I do. It's just so awesome. It fills my heart with joy. And that's what I'm talking about. Music as healing. You don't know the nights that I was in pain, the nights that I was down and out. And even King Solomon in the Bible was having some issues, and he called on David to play the harp. So I know that music can be a healing instrument. You know, it could be it could take you and deliver you. It could send you into worship. It can usher in praise. It can send devils on his way and demon spirits out. If you listen and take in the words, it may not even be the word. It could just be the feel of the music, a familiar song that you know. So we are incorporating the music is healing into the ministry, into the business, and we want to take it to elderly, and we want to take it worldwide, and we want people to be able to be healed and be delivered through music. So thank you for listening again. I get excited when my husband plays because he is good at what he does. All right, so back to our miracle food cures from the Bible. And like I said, I wasn't going to be with you long tonight because this is our final night for the food cures from the Bible. We talked about wormwood, which is an herb, great for pain relief. We talked about watermelon. Watermelon good for different problems with your liver. And now we're going to talk about a great bedwetting cure. We're going to talk about this powerful food. I want to call it a food because it's made out of nature. Okay. This food has been around since before me and you were born. It's been around in the Bible. And as I go to it, I'll let you know what it is and keep you in suspense. This is driving me to tell you, honey. Honey is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful cure for a lot of things. And I talk about honey, and I know you can buy honey, and a lot of people get confused when I say honey, because automatically I know when I say honey, you think about the little teddy bear and the brown stuff in the jar, and it says honey. But some of that honey is not quite the real deal, Holyfield honey. Honey, the honey that I'm talking about, this is the raw stuff. This is the stuff that comes from the beehives, okay? Even my honey that I get from the store, it still had a piece of a honeycomb in it because that's what is natural, okay? A lot of the honey, and don't get me wrong, I love honey and I believe in marketing, but I don't believe in false advertisement, okay? False advertisement can say that this is honey when in reality it's something that looks like honey, smells like honey, and may even taste like honey, but it's really not honey. So we got to check those ingredients, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. Check those ingredients and make sure that what you're getting is really what it says it is, okay? All right, going back to that, I don't want you to go out and get and tangled in some honeybees, and then, you know, you'd be calling in telling me it was my fault, but I don't want you to do that, okay? So I'm going to tell you what our honey is good for. It's good for so many things. I have a whole list, okay? As you know, asthma is good for. It's good for bedwetting. So if you have a kid that's suffering with bedwetting, you want to get the honey. And you want to give them a tablespoon or a teaspoon of that every night before they go to bed. Okay, I'll tell you why. If you need more information on that, that's what I'm here for. You can call me, and I'll tell you more about honey and bedwetting. Okay? Honey on burns, honey with cataract problems, honey with diabetes, honey and hay fever or rashes, heart stimulants, high blood pressure, infections, insect stings, insomnia. So if you can't sleep at night and you really just can't get it together, you really want to get that rest and you just seem like you're up worrying, besides praying and reading your Bible, okay, we know those two things can get people going to bed real quick. But honey is another relief for insomnia. Migraine headaches, again, besides the watermelon that we talked about earlier, honey is a great relief for migraine headaches, muscle cramps, tuberculosis, ulcers, and wounds, okay? So my favorite thing in the whole wide world to buy at Whole Foods is honey. I recommend honey for the flu season. It is that time of the year, and we're hacking and we're coughing. And it's a great concoction. I have a secret concoction. I mean, I wouldn't want to call it a secret, but if you call me and you ask me, hey, I'm looking for something, because I can't tell you everything. You're not going to believe what I say. If I tell you, you're going to take it and be like, you know, okay. Because everybody is conditioned, okay, and what I mean by conditioned, they're brainwashed almost in a sense to where they have to have a quick cough syrup or a quick decongestant or nasal relief or whatever to the store over the counter, taking natural remedies will be something that they will do if they've been around somebody taking natural ingredients. Grandmamas used to do this before they made the Robitussin, before they made the, you know, they had the Meclamen and some of the Robitussin stuff that we use, but it was some real stuff that they used, And back in the days before a lot of our generations, before a lot of this stuff was made in the store, okay? A lot of the stuff the doctors used back in ancestry and generations ago that they no longer use today because of the teaching, the education has changed. The pharmacology has changed, and we are conditioned or taught that the only way to cure fast temporary relief is to do this one way, okay? So I'm here to tell you that there's more than one way. There's a cheaper way and there's an expensive way. This may be a cheaper way. It may be an expensive way. But the only way that, how do I say, we get it to become cheaper is the supply and demand. It's whatever is being more demanded of can sell a lot cheaper than, say, for instance, something that is normally more costly or more bought frequently. Okay? So I don't want to talk about that, about supply and demand. That's a whole other subject. That's and business. So we'll move on. And we're talking about honey. We're going to talk about where in the Bible honey comes from. So, honey is in the Bible in 1 Samuel 14:23-30. Okay, I said 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 23-30. This is the Old Testament of the book of the Bible. Okay, and it says in that chapter and in that verse and in that book that, and all the people came to the forest, and they were, and there was honey upon the ground. And Jonathan put forth end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in the honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes brightened. So the Bible clearly spells out bees and honey in the well account of Samson in the book of Judges as well. Okay. In that chapter with Samuel, in that book of Samuel, the bees frequently built their hives in trees. And so we read of Jonathan entering a forest on Mount Ephraim and finding honey literally flowing from the trees and spilling to the ground. Now, we used to watch this cartoon growing up called Winnie the Pooh, and we always saw this bear, cuddly, cute, cuddly bear, with his hands always in the honey jar. This bear went through so much to get to this honey. I mean, anytime he was hungry, you know what he was about to eat. So bears lived off of honey. A lot of them did. And it's just a wonderful story to know that bees and honey, they produce something so succulent and so sweet. You know, so it says in the Bible, in the book of Judges, about Samson, it says he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass, and he took thereof in his hands and went on eating. Okay, and it also mentions about the promised land in the Bible. It's referring to it 21 times as a land overflowing with milk and honey. Okay, so we want to say that it's good for you now, and it's good for you in the promised land, where it's going to be overflowing with abundance of milk and abundance of honey. So if it's in the promised land, what do we know about the promised land? What do we know about, I guess it will be called heaven, that this honey is actually heaven sent it's going to be where we're going if we plan to go to heaven, and it's good for right now in our bodies, okay? So the word is used 64 times in the Bible. That's one good reason to believe that honey is good for diseases and cures and stuff. And as a healing food. So the ancients used honey as a remedy from everything from arthritis to asthma to burns, to constipation, to hangovers, from hay fever to hemorrhoids, migraines, to shingles, varicose ulcers, to battle wounds. The magic of honey was that it could ward off infection and speed the healing process, okay? So because of its sheer versatility, honey was considered a divine creation. We're not worshiping honey, but we're just telling you that honey is wonderfully created, and it is miraculously made for such a time as this, okay? It has powers that have never been suppressed to this very day, okay? It's also considered an emergency relief. A lot of people don't know this, but my husband has asthma, and I recall learning about honey a long time ago, and there was once upon a time when he was suffering from an asthma attack, and there was an instance where I had to get some honey and put it on a paper bag and put it over his nose and his mouth. And when I tell you, honey was able to open up his lungs, okay, and his bronchioles in order for him to breathe, that asthma attack had stopped immediately from that honey. So I want to say that it is a testimonial to a lot of emergency relief, especially with asthma, okay? And I know I see on Facebook a lot of my friends go to the doctor, spend lots of money going to get breathing treatments. And we learn this. We're conditioned to learn that there's no other way to stop what's going on in our bodies. But if you only knew what God had for us that's already here, it's like getting a gift. And instead of getting that gift and using it as our gift that we're given, we say, no, we're going to put this gift to the side, and we're going to go search for our own gift. Has anybody ever done that? Got a gift from somebody, maybe for Valentine's or a special holiday, looked at it and said, no, I don't want that gift. I want to go and get my own gift. Or because this person is gifted enough to go through all these many years of school, not testing anything, not testing what we ought to know, not studying for ourselves, but we choose, and it's a choice, to take it upon ourselves and get our own gifts when the gifts that he gave us, our Heavenly Father, who created everything, in its natural state, in its natural form, and we go off and use something else. I don't have anything against that. I, too, am guilty of this. Until I learned better, did I not know better? So while I'm teaching everyone here tonight or online, I want you to know better. It can save you time, money, heartache, and, you know, the grief of blaming God for circumstances that he's literally put in front of our faces. Okay? So God is using us and things that's natural here on earth as our cures and our healing, and he wants and desires us to know how to get those things, how to obtain those things, so that we may be what God wants us to be in his spiritual army, praying and uplifting one another, healing, laying hands, praying, more praying, and allowing ourselves to be free from disease, sickness, and poor health. All right, more about honey. So nectar or honey has germ-fighting powers, okay? So honey can withdraw moisture from a rock or even a metal or glass container. When germs come in contact with honey, all the moisture is drawn, they shrivel and die, okay? All of their moisture from germs, okay? They shrivel and die. Killed most harmful bacteria imaginable with actual penicillin power. What is some of our favorite drugs to go and get from the doctor? Dun 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 dun, penicillin, or better known as amoxicillin, or better known as antibiotics, the pink stuff. I can name on and on and on and on and on. I have freedom of speech. I can tell you, we are processed, conditioned to get this kind of medication and not knowing that naturally honey is an antibiotic penicillin. Okay, so some other medical discoveries some doctors reporting how good it was in healing the process of chickenpox, boils, okay, putting it on boils. Some people use it in putting it on places of that's hurting, okay, the feet. The hands, no, it's sticky, so, you know, it might be kind of messy to clean up, but the benefits of it, you know, they're powerful. Like I said, asthma, there was a doctor called William Peterson, and he was an allergist, and he found that he successfully treated patients suffering from allergic asthma with pure honey, and that's what I said. I treat honey. I treat with honey. I'm a drugless practitioner, and yes, I have that ability to treat without drugs. If I recommend a drugless food or product, herb, I'm doing no harm, okay? I don't want to tell you how many medicines that are prescribed that are killing people. So we have to get our mentalities corrected and be firm when we get information, okay? Now, another cure was the hay fever, a diabetes. So it's largely a combination with various sugar, and it contains a rare type of sugar known as levulose, which has an advantage of being absorbed so quickly that it does not have that shock effect of other sugars. Okay, so, okay, regular sugar goes into your blood and it stays around and it goes through processing in your, you know, pancreas and the insulin and whatnot, and it sends your body into shock, you know, with different kinds of sugar, but honey has a different effect. So for people with high or low blood sugar to handle it, it's really good, okay? One medical doctor says that they put their clients on honey therapy, and they suggest that it's more than a possibility of using honey for these sufferers of diabetes than any other type of medication, okay? And that's some doctors. Now, all doctors are not into, you know, getting you better or feeling good, they're into, you know, Lord forbid me say, but, and honestly, money, it's a financial gain to where, you know, It's a sad thing, but we're praying for those people, and we're not judging. We all need money. His money is good, but there's other ways to obtain money. God said that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything that's here on this planet belongs to God, so we don't have to sell ourselves short for money, you know, and there's too many people out here doing it. So that's pretty much what I have to say about honey. I can go on and on. It's just so much about the raw honey. And like I said before, it's the raw honey that makes a difference. Not the stuff that they sell, you know, in the regular store. And if it does not say raw, unfiltered honey, it is not for medicinal purposes, okay? So if you have that honey, you can just go ahead and put that to the side like I did when I found out. I didn't want to throw it away, but, you know, I kind of scooted it to the back of the cabinet, and maybe I'll put it in, you know, use it as a sugar substitute or something, some oatmeal or grits or something. But I love my raw honey. If I'm caught without it, I'm going to the store and I'm, you know, feeling helpless without my honey. I do want to caution and recommend that you do use honey under guidance of a naturopathic specialist or doctor or holistic health coach, because it's inappropriate for, they say, babies under 12 months to ingest honey, okay? So without a real health history and consultation, I don't recommend anything that I am telling you without getting a full consultation health history of everything going on with your body. That's why I'm giving you my number. I would like for you to call me so that you can get the direct information, get the direct dosages, get the direct concoctions. I mean, I call them concoctions because that's what they used to call them back in the day, or mixtures of what to add together to make a certain blend of a cure for certain ailments, okay? All right, so the unique ability to hold water, which I was stated earlier for bedwetting, was combined effect, and it's effective for holding the moisture. And so whenever your child is going to bed, you're going to give that to them, and it helps them fall asleep and attracts and holds fluid while the child sleeps. So if you can imagine me, I'm just like, okay, one teaspoon for you, one teaspoon for you. I don't want nobody messing up no bed sheet, you know, and we're going to make sure we get that taken care of, okay? So that is a cure I would like for you to try if you've never tried that before. But remember, under 12 years old, proper authorization from your doctor. Under 12 months. Okay. It's good for muscle cramps. It's good for hornet stings. So if you're stung, it's ironic, if you're stung by a bee, you use their bee venom or honey to use the honey to help relieve the sting, okay? It does draw in water, so it's good for excess fluid from the blood, lowering blood pressure, okay? And it relieves tension in the nervous system, okay? So that concludes the three powerful medicinal foods from the Bible. And if you have any questions or concerns, or if you just want to talk and you want to get that health consultation done, we are here. We can be reached at 1-888-959-2093. Again, the number is 1-888-959-2093. And I just want to thank everyone for joining me for this four-part series. If you was online, God bless you. If you was calling in, God bless you. If you took the time out of your busy schedule, I know it's a Monday night, there's so much going on. I just want to thank you. I want to pray for you. I want to bless your time and whatever it is I could do. I want to be that servant for God because I love the Lord that much. And I know that in me serving in this position and having this opportunity for such a time as this, somebody somewhere can use this information. So if you know anyone suffering, going through, need a change, want a change, hopeless, feeling lost, feeling depressed, feeling like they're not good enough, feeling inadequate, I do daily affirmations on my Facebook page. I do a group, a holistic society group. I'm doing the founder of the Gift of Life Community Home, which helps the whole family get intact with what's going on. We'll be taking Medicaid. We'll be taking Medicare. We'll be helping the elderly. We'll have projects planned for the holidays. We'll be getting T-shirts. We'll be getting volunteers. We're going to be working together in alliance to get ourselves better. That's from losing weight to feeling great to having more energy and to conquering whatever it is in our bodies and in our lives that is keeping us back from where we're supposed to be and where God desired us to be. Praisers, worshipers, and fishers of men. I'd like to thank you again. Have a great night. If you have any questions, my phone is free and to the public. Have a blessed night. God bless you. Amen.